command to Rabbi Yosef also, it goes according to Rabbi Yosef, that for sure we only have this kula if you're a muksik v'derech, if you're starting to travel. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, before we told him to sleep here, he first let him walk down the steps, start to be on the road home. Now, if you start to walk down the steps, that's called you're ready, started to travel home, then I could tell you, come back. We are leaving Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chura goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because Pasha this might also, this person did not speak out, I want my Erev to be chowed down the road, but we look as if he spoke it out. So that's according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So tomorrow, no, from this mice, there wouldn't be a chloraya. I'll tell you, no, maybe like Rabba. This could even go according to Rabba, but leave with Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabba said, according to everybody, you have to speak out, that you have to say you want your Erev to be down there. No, so here also, maybe this mice was, this person spoke out and said to Farish, I want my Erev to be chowed down the road. Now, what's the chiddush here? I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean, I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda? I, Rabbi Yehuda, said you don't have to leave your house altogether. So the pshat is, this is called the chiddush in leaving your house. How much of a muchzik b'derech do you need? The chura you mean, somebody starts to travel, he has to be on the road, traveling there. That's called an oni. Here, just walking down the steps, maybe that's not called the muchzik b'derech. Kamash money holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That's like the yes rakein. Rabbi Yehuda said, even though you're not really traveling on the road yet, it's enough just you did a little bit. You just mamash walk down the steps, that's also enough. The Gemara is matchan. There wouldn't be a riot from here. But call upon the locha though is, like Rabbi Yosef holds, I'll leave with Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to be a muksik v'derech, you have to start being on the road, and what's considered start being on the road, it arrives from this last maisa. As long as you started to walk out of your house, or if you live upstairs, you walk down the steps already, that's called you're on the road. Once you started to walk, then we say, even if you stop, and does not continue walking, it's considered as if you spoke out, you want your shrisa to be chal down the road, and the stak chal. That's called a hoylich b'derech, you called an oni now, and therefore the Erev could be chal for you down the road, even though you didn't speak it out. Since we know 100% you want to go there. And then tomorrow morning on Shabbos, you're allowed to walk these 4,000 amos. By the Remeya Weimer, Kol Sheyochol Arev. Remeya says no. Remeya holds it's a sofik. And that's why the Farshim learned is very good with talking about now. The person did not say beferish, I want my shrisa to be chal down the road there. Because if he spoke it out beferish, what is Rav Meir saying at the Suffolk? The guy said beferish, I want my shrisa to be chal down the road. We know Klo what he wants. He wants the shrisa to be down the road. That's a riot to this pshat. That we're talking about, he did not speak out to say he wants the shrisa to be chal down the road. Just what the Tanakhama says, we namon and svara, mistame he meant to say it. Since he really wants to go to the next city, he owns a house there, so it's as if he spoke it out. Remeya says, no, it's a suffix. He didn't speak it out beferish, so we have a suffix. What does this person want? Is his da, since he came back home, he wants the shrisa to be chal back at home now? Or no, since he still has da to walk there tomorrow, maybe, he wants the shrisa to be chal down the road. So Remeya says, in the case we have a suffix, which one is chal, you got to go to Chumrah. We learned this case, this machlokes already one time before. Suffolk. What's the loch of a Suffolk Erev? There the shayla was, you put an Erev outside there, and you come there tomorrow, you find it burnt up. Or else you put out truma, and tomorrow you find a dead cheris on top of the truma. So truma tomei you can't use for an Erev. You have a Suffolk, when did it get burnt up, or when did it become tummy? Was it burnt up before Ben Hashmashos, the Erev is not Chal? Or was it burnt up after Shabbos started already, and then the Erev is Chal? So we have before Machlaikis, when you have a Suffolk, is that Erev is good enough? Now, you Yuvade put a piece of bread outside there, and you come back Shabbos morning, you see it's burnt up. You have a Suffolk, when was it burnt up? Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, Oimrim, Hareza, Chomagomel. Reb Meir says, it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk taka. If the bread was burnt up before Shabbos, so where was the kind of shrisa to Shabbos? At home, where he was. On the side, the bread was not burnt up before Shabbos. It was only burnt up later of Shabbos night. Then you kind of shrisa out in the field where the bread is. So Remeya says, you got to go to Chumra both ways. And he can't walk either way out of the 2,000 amis from the other side. He has to go to Chumra. So Remeya said, as you said already one time, that Suffolk is the Chumra. So why do we have to have another mission here that means that Suffolk you go to Chumra? Rav Sheish just like this. Loi time a time with the Rav Meir. Suffolk Erev. Suffolk like Erev. Who the heavy chama gomum? Maybe, don't say like this. When the Meir has a Suffolk, if you made an Erev altogether or not, that's when we make a Suffolk. That's when we make a Suffolk. Suffolk Erev. Suffolk like Erev. Who the heavy chama gomum? Avovada like Erev. Loi heavy chama gomum. But in the case where Avovada did not make an Erev at all. Maybe here we should not make a big suffix out of it to go to Chumrah. No, Elafilo Vadela Iruv. Even in our case here, where he Vade did not make an Iruv. Like Rashi says, that means the second sharp. He Vade did not speak out here, I want my Shrisa to be chal down the road underneath the tree. He did not make any Iruv in our Mishnah here. It's over there, the Mishnah before the case. Friday afternoon, the person walked out to the field and put a pass down. So he Vade made a Meister Iruv out there. Now he came back Shabbos morning and he saw it's burnt up. So he has a suffix now. Was that Erev still there Friday night that my Shrisif chal out in the road? Or was it burnt up already before Shabbos and then I have to have my Shrisif back at home where I'm staying now? That I'll say is a good suffix. Because you Vada made a nice Erev. So we see a very good suffix. You made an Erev, that's the tzad to say you don't live home. The tzad you live there, maybe no, it's burnt up. That's a good suffix. But in our case here, what's going on here? The person's at home and he started to leave his house. And 5 minutes later, he came back home again. So the mice, I would think here, he's Shavadi becoming a Shris here in the house right now. Because what's the other tzad to say? Maybe it's kind of down the road there. Did he make any Reirav down there beferish? No. He didn't put a pass down the road there. He didn't speak out beferish down the road. He wants the kinyan to be chal. It's only Yisrael was saying it's a non-tzadi. Since the person really wants to go there, it's considered as if he said it. So this to say, considered as if he said it, maybe I wouldn't say this to Chumrah. If I have a tzad to say he didn't mean it, and he wants to be back home, since home is like a vaday, and down the road I don't see any real Erev, I won't say it's a suffolk altogether. Kamash will know, even this is also called a suffolk Erev, and we have to go to Chumrah. That's the Kiddush here. Avo vaday lo Erev, like in our case here, he didn't make any Erev vaday, loy havicham agom, it's not called a suffolk, but I would say 100%, he goes back to his house, and he has a tchum Shabbos where he's living. Name Elafilo Vadalayev, the Chiddush, even in our Mishnah, where he did not speak out 100%, he wants the Shrisha to be chal down the road underneath the tree. Still, heavy chomagomel. Tohocho Vadalayev, but heavy chomagomel. Because now Mishnah now is saying the Kimter is where the person started to travel down to Century City and he stopped. But he did not say at that time, I want my Erev to be chal down the road underneath the tree. It's just something we know on a non-sadi, it's as if he meant it. So the Tanakhama says, the mere fact that we know he wants to go there is considered as if he said it. That's the Tanakhama Svarim. Rav Meir is misupik if he meant to say it or not. So that's the Chiddush in our Mishnah now. Even though it's only a suffix if he meant to say it or not, let's say ain't suffix boitzim devaday. It's only if a suffix if he meant to say it altogether. And also if he didn't say it, he's vadi living at home. So maybe we should look as if he's vadi living at home. No, kamashman that's also called a suffix. Since we know he started to travel there, and we know he does have das to travel to that city, maybe it's still considered as if he says he wants a shvis to lichal down the road. Therefore, as the Chiddush of the Mishnah, this also is a suffix eruv that according to Rav Meir, you have to go to Chumra both ways.
Put an Erev out and you come back the next day and you find that it's burnt out.
Yeah.
And assuming it wasn't done by Shiloh, but you put it out yourself.
Yeah.
Why don't you say it's the equivalent of an Ani?
Yeah, so? But yeah. You're not standing there though. Nani the Pshat is, Nani has to be outside in the road, he has to be standing there. Here you walk back home.
Once you're on the road, you can be machmir your reshus for the doubt.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. So he went out on Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
And he put an Erev.
Yeah, but that he came back home, he's not called Nani anymore. That's also not called a Nani. A Nani means you have das to travel and really travel someplace. Just to walk out the road and put the Erev down and then come back home again, you're still called an usher. Because if I care, before you left to put the Erev, you're at home. So you have a time with you, want to take a piece of bread with you. That's still called an usher. That's not called like you're on the road traveling someplace else. We know now you don't want to travel now. You want to travel first tomorrow. All you want to do for yourself now is make it possible that you can travel there tomorrow. So then we still say you're at home right now. That's called an usher. Here what Nani means, that's what we're saying. Here the guy took his bags Friday and really decided now to walk to Century City. And he really had not to walk there. Just as Chaverim told him it's too hot, it's going to be too cold, he went back home. That's called he's on the road. That's called an Nani. But somebody that knows he's not going to walk there now. Now I'm sleeping home tonight. I just want to make an Erev there. That's called an Osher. Let's see Mishnah. Mi sheyotze chus tchum. Somebody on Shabbos walked out of the tchum. Whatever your city is, wherever you are, beginning Shabbos, you'll have 2,000 amis. He walked out of the 2,000 amis. Afilu amachas. Even if he only walked one arm out of the tchum, lo yikonis. The din is with Rabbonin. You're not allowed to come back into the tchum. It's a knas. That you can't walk anywhere out of where you are. You have to stay put there. Trashi mishiyotze chus etchum bemeitid umidash lo l'shem mitzvah. You did a midas be'avero. You're not allowed to walk in. You don't get a heter to walk in. It means, in other words, where you are there, you have to stay put, and you only have dalad amos around you. Avad, you're allowed to walk in 3 amos, but that's all. You're allowed to walk dalad amos around you, but nothing more. Reb Lezer Weimer, shtayim yukonis. If you only walk 2 amos out of the tchum, so you can still walk in, yukonis. Sholesh lo yukonis. But if you walk 3 amos out of the tchum, then you can't walk back in again. And we had the Hezbollah before was, Reb Lezer sheet there is, that when somebody has dalad amos, we consider he's in the middle. And he has 2 amos to walk this way, and 2 amos to walk this way. Therefore, if he only walked 2 amos out of the tchum, we still say he's allowed to walk back into the tchum. So according to Reb Lezer, even though you walked outside the Yisr, but if you have a right to walk back in the Heter, you don't lose the tchum of the city. So therefore, if you only walked 2 amos out of the city, Lamaisa, Reb Lezer Shittur is, true, we give you 4 amos now where you are. 4 amos means that you're in the middle of it, and you can walk 2 amos this way, 2 amos that way. But 2 amos backwards, you are allowed to walk. Once you're allowed to walk back into the city, it's called you're still part of the city, and like you never left the city. That's Reb Lezer Shittah. So Chodim say no. That's a good svar if you went out to Heter, you did a Dvar Mitzvah, you had a right to walk. But when you walked out of the Tchum, the Yisrael, if you took 1 step out of the Tchum, you're not allowed to walk back in again. You never get the din of the city anymore. Wherever you are, you only have 4 amos around you to walk. You can walk 4 amos, that's all, not more. Malach is like a Chodim. If you ever walk out of the Tchum, the Nezid, there's a kenas, yes, you have to stay put there the rest of Shabbos, you can't walk out of your dalad amos. Amar Rebbe Chanina, what about ragla yachas patoich ha-tchum? 1 foot is still in the tchum. For ragla yachas chus ha-tchum, and you just took 1 foot, 1 step is out of the tchum, what's the locha? Halter lo yikonis. According to Tanakama, that's called you left the tchum, and you can't walk back into the city, means you can't get into the city anymore. No, you have a knas now, you have to stay there, and you can only walk in those dalad amos. What does Raya Dechid? The Pasuk says, in Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecho. If you'll rest on Shabbos Raglecho, a Lashon Yochid, Vidashon Raglecho Ksiv, even one regal, if all your regals, I mean, both your feet have to rest. If even 1 foot went out of the tchum, you have the knas, you can't come back in again. For the more of our time, your Bryce learns, Ragla Yachas Batoich HaTchum, if 1 foot is still in the tchum, for Ragla Yachas Chus HaTchum, just 1 step you took out of the tchum, is a lock of your konis. You are allowed to walk back in. Mashmas only called Chus HaTchum if both feet are out of the tchum. And the Gemara Nechlam, it's a machlokes, no mani acherim hi. This goes according to the acherim. The tan yacherim moimrim. Lemokam sheruboy hu nizdakir. It depends where rove of his guf is, that's where you put the person. So man, if only 1 foot went out of the tchum, but the rest of the body is inside the tchum, we're down you where rover your body is, and you're not considered you left the tchum yet. Therefore, it's mutter. That's the acherim svaro. Ben Achnami, Rabbi Chanina dingzich, and he holds even 1 foot out, you have the kenas. And he could the army yom Rabbi Chanina. Rag lo yachas potech tchum. If 1 foot is still in the tchum, for rag lo yachas chutz the tchum yikonis. He could the army staked. Rabbi Chanina says you're allowed to come back in. 1 foot out, you don't have this kenas. You're still called in the city. The pasuk says in Toshiv Mishabos Raglechom Raglecho Karinin. We read it like a Lashon Rabin. Therefore, we read it like you go both to the Korea as if to say you need 2 feet to go out of the tchum. For the more of a time, you've learned the brayso though. Lo yikonis. No, if you put 1 foot out, you can't come back in. So it's not Rabbi Chanina. And the Gemara, who the Yom Kacherim? Rabbi Chanina that says that 1 foot out, you're allowed to come back in. He goes according to Kacherim. The Tanya, the Acherim learn, Lemokim, Sheruboy, Hu Niskar. You always go bossa where the rove of your goof is. So if you only have 1 foot out, the rest of your body is still inside the Tchum, so rove of the body is in the Tchum, we go bossa right. So therefore it's not called you left the Tchum. Then Pasha that's the Lachar. Even though 1 foot is outside, still you're allowed to walk back into the Tchum. Right, you go bossa right for your goof. Where rove of your goof is, that's where you are. He says, if you walk 2 amos out of the tchum, you're allowed to walk back in again. Because he holds, you walked out, you still have 4 amos, and you're in the middle, you could walk 2 amos each way. So once you could walk back, it's mutter. But once you walk down 3 amos, though, then you're only allowed to walk backwards 2 amos, so you can't walk back into the city, then you're called chus tchum. For the more about Tanya Reb Lezer Weimer, Achas Yikonis. If you walked one Amor out of the Tchum, you could walk back in. Shtayim Lo Yikonis. Here it says, if you walk two Amos out of the Tchum, you can't walk back in anymore. I have to steer to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, two you can still walk back in, only three you can't. The more like Kash, there's no steer. Hodi Oka Chad V'komatarti. Our Mishnah is talking about, Yutaka left one, and you're sitting in the second one. Hodi Oka Tarti V'komatlos. The Braisa though that says that even two is no good, that means doesn't mean you're standing in the second Amun. It means you already left the second Amun. As the Braisa is talking about which Amun you left, like you passed the raid. If you only passed one Amun out of the Tchum, means you're in the second Amun, you could come back. But if you passed the second Amun, that means you're more than two Amun out of the Tchum, then you can't come back. And now Mishnah means where you are. So they're both saying the same thing, just different way. As calls in mind, you're in the second Amun, you could walk back. When you went further than two Amos out, then you can't come back in anymore. For Tanya Reb Lezer Weimer, Afilo Ama Achas Lo Yikonis, he says, even if you walk one Ama out of the Tchum, you're not allowed to come back in again. And the Gemara, Kitanya Hi, this din of one Amos is a different halacha. That's Lomoydi. That's talking about somebody that's measuring Mitzchila, how far is your Tchum? L'moshul, somebody at the beginning of Shabbos was stuck out in the fields. So we say, where you're standing, that's where you're kind of Yeshvisa. You're allowed to walk 2,000 amas more. Now, the guy wants to measure his 2,000 amas to know how far he can walk. And we said, you're allowed to be moided. It's like called like a medidah show mitzvah. You're allowed to know how far you're allowed to walk. You're allowed to take your footsteps. And we said, 2,000 medium footsteps, that's called 2,000 amas. Let's say the guy measured himself, and the measuring ended in the middle of the city. So don't think that since you're allowed to walk into that city, you have a right to walk into the whole city. No. You only have a right to walk mamish till the 2,000 amas, and not an inch more. That's the din. That lemoided, when you're measuring how far your tchum is, you can't go an inch more than the 2,000 amas. That's none. We learned. Or lemoided shamru, if somebody is measuring how far he's allowed to walk, how far his 2,000 amas is, noist and loyal payim amas, we count from 2,000 amas, afilu soif midose kolav amorun. Even if the end of the 2,000 amas is in the middle of a cave, and a cave is like Rosh Hashanah, so I would think maybe he has all around the cave should be like one mokum, he could walk throughout the whole cave. No. That's the din. If you're kind of shvis outside in the road, you're only allowed to walk 2,000 amas, no excuses. You can't walk an inch more than 2,000 amas. Even though the end of 2,000 amas is in the middle of a house even, in the middle of a yard, still you can't walk more than 2,000 amas. That's that din. But over here, we're talking about that if somebody walks outside the Tchum B'Yavera, he wasn't allowed to, but he walked outside the Tchum, then the locker is, you're allowed to walk back according to Reb Lezer, as long as you're not 2 hours out, more than 2 hours out. You want to back to the last Mishnah? Mi shehechshech chutz l'tchum, afilo ama achas lo yikonis. Somebody at the beginning of Shabbos was outside the city, outside the Tchum of the city. In other words, he was trying to walk home to make it home to a city before Shabbos, and they didn't make it. His name is still 2,000 namas outside the city. His mishech shechutz l'tchum. He's still 2,000 namas outside the city. Afilu amachas. Even though he's only one amma missing, he's only like 2,001 amas away from the city. Lo yikonis. He doesn't have a right to walk into the city. Means he doesn't get the shvisa of the city. He gets the shvisa of where he's standing there, and he's allowed to walk 2,000 namas. That's all, but not more. He can't walk more. He doesn't get a din like he's part of the city. If he would have been in the tchum of the city, if he would have been within the 2,000 amas of the city, then he's considered like he's rested in Shabbos in this city, and the whole city is considered like his baal amas, and chutz mizeh, he has 2,000 amas. But here where he did not get into the tchum, it's lo yikonis. He's actually like, beginning of Shabbos, he's outside there. From there he has 2,000 amas around him, and nothing more. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilo chamesh asara amas. Even if you're 15 amas, out of the 2,000 amas, still yikonis. 15 amas means nothing. You're still allowed to walk into the tchum. Why? Shein hamashchoyos mamtzin asamidus of neyatoyin. Because the people that used to measure the tchum of the city will soon see the next mishnah, next perek, how you measure the tchum around the city. But the people used to measure the 2,000 amas, and they used to make a mistake. They always used to measure an extra 15. They always used to make it short 15 amas. So when they put their mark, you should know this is the tchum, you should know really, really you have another 15 amas to walk. Therefore, if somebody now is walking home, and he gets stuck, and he's within these last 15 amas of the city, he's really considered part of the tchum of the city, and he's like shofas in the city. Thus out to Pshim. Chur, it's a machlekes, and it's season here. The maratona, mifnei toya hamida. people used to make mistakes in the Midah. So Rashi learns the pshat is that the way they used to measure the tchum is they used to hold a string, and each string was 50 yamas long. Now 50 yamas long into 2,000 is 40. So they used to measure 40 strings. Now when they measure a string, how do you measure it? Two people, I would hold it here, and you would hold it down there. So my handful, and his handful, was always missing from the Midah. Like they used to count from the end of the handful. They didn't count from the beginning. So every 50 yamis is missing two handfuls. So if you measure that up into 40 times two handfuls, that's how you get 15 yamis. So that's how they made the mistake of 15 yamis. Lay out the Reb Shimon. So who is telling the Metzius? Depends how. But what a loch that the Tanakhama poshe, that normally we don't say like this. Usually we say when they used to make the survey and put at the end of the city a mark where the tchum is, that is the tchum. So Mele, if you got inside the tchum before Shabbos, you're considered like you're part of the city. But if you didn't get inside the tchum of the city before Shabbos, you got stuck even one amor outside the tchum, you're considered outside the tchum for the Shabbos, and you only have a payim amor from where you are. Mashenkin, if you would have been inside the tchum of the city, if you would have made it inside the tchum, then it's considered like you were Shavas inside the city on Shabbos, and the halacha is the what? That you have the whole city is considered like your mokum, and just outside the city you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas. So if you're within these 2,000 amas outside the city, it's considered like you were Shavas inside the city, and you can walk around, you're like mamish anybody else in the city. That you could walk around the city and walk outside the city 2,000 amas all around the city on all different sides. Alright. Hadron Alecha Misha. See you. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the fifth parak. Here, the Hamun Beis of a Beis. Yeketzad Ma'avrin Es Orim. How do you make an Ibur to the city? Ma'avrin means like you extend the city. Like a Lashon Isha Muberas, a pregnant Isha, there's something extended to her. In other words, you have a city, and there's a locha that outside the city you're allowed to walk al payim amo tchum Shabbos, 2,000 amas. Is where is considered the end of the city to start counting 2,000 amas out of the city? So, Ketzad Ma'avrin Esorim, how do you start counting the end of the city, the other, what's included into the city? Where's the end part of it? Is bayis nichnas bayis yotze. The end of the city, sometimes you have a wall, not a straight wall, it's made out of houses. One house comes in, one house comes out, one house comes in. Or else, bayis nichnas bayis yotze. Or else, pogom nichnas pogom yotze. Pogom that's a type of a wall, Rashi says. V'yesh migdolim agulim boltim b'choyma. And in the wall itself, you have like towers sticking out. In the wall itself, there's a tower there. And like the Shemer HaChoyma lives inside the tower. And again, sometimes this wall, the tower sticks out, and sometimes the tower sticks in. So the kitzah of the wall of the ear is not a straight wall. It's coming out and coming in. Or else, hoyu shom gedud yois gevoyais asarot fochim. Kedud Yosh Rashi says that's also Shivrei Choyma, that's broken down part of the wall. Shel Charovois Batim of broken down houses. The Yoshna Matoyach Shivam Amo Vishurayim Lir can force to come on. So you are within 70 Amis of the city. And the Lacha is like this. When you have a city, that means a few houses living together, where does the Tchum start from? From the end house. Now let's say you have one house here, and then another house is pretty far out. If it's 70 Amis, if there's less than 70 yamas between one house and another house, it's included in part of the city. In other words, the city ends when you have a land of at least 70 yamas with no house at all. Then it's called the city ended, and that's when from that mark you have to start counting 2,000 yamas outside the city, you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. But let's say you have a house in Mamish with 50 yamas outside the city, so that house is still included inside the city, and the tchum of that city first starts from this house. If you have another house 50 yamas down the road, again, it's an extension of the city, and the city doesn't end until it keeps on going. So that's why the mice here, like in Los Angeles, the kamat doesn't end. They can keep on walking and walking miles and miles long, because you always have houses one after another. Usually, tchum is not again in the country you have, in the mountains. whether you don't have houses around, there's a good shetach of at least 70 amis without any houses at all living there. So 140 feet.
Some fancy
class
like Bel-Air,
there's
140
between houses.
Could be.
So you're saying
could be. Well, we'll see in the Gemara. No, the Chur is not enough. Right, the Chur, no. Once it's more than 70 yamas away, there'll be a problem. Or we'll see in the Gemara exactly how you have the shirim, what makes up a city. But once it's 70 yamas apart, the Chur, that should be a problem then. Not really a problem, though, but then it's called out of the Tchum. Then you only have Alpayimam, you're only allowed to walk then 2,000 feet, which is like 2,000 Amis, which is around 4,000 feet. You can still walk. Yeah, but here we're measuring the city itself. So you want to count like this here's the city. You want to say like the boundary of the city is down here. And this here is made up of houses sticking out here, a house sticks in here. So if you have a house sticking out here, you don't make the boundary like around here coming in. But we say, since this is sticking out here, we make the boundary straight down. We extend the city as far as the house sticks out the most. Who are then, if you have in the wall itself, you have like a castle in the wall that's sticking out. Or else you have this gedudius, Rashi says that's churvas batim. You have old houses that caved in already, but we'll see in the Gemara, people still live there. So if you have a house that's sticking out, that is called part of the city still. And when the way you make a tchum of the city is you have to draw a line. Exactly, there's a north boundary of the city, there's a west boundary of the city, a south boundary of the city. You have to draw a line. You draw the line with the city, the house sticking out the most, you draw a line straight down from that house. The same on the other side. The house sticking out the most, you draw a line across there. That's how you get the tchum of the city. Well, let's see Rashi, the first Rashi. Ketzad Mavrin, the first big Gemara, Loshen Isha Ubra, pregnant Isha, and now the Kamon, Hanoisen Eruvay, Bervure Shalir. If you put the Erev down in the Ibra, the city means something extended into the city. Alma Yesh Ibul Ir, there's something extended into the city. Beforesh Hashta, Ketzad Yesh Liber, how do we have something extended into the city? Bayis Nichnas, Bayis Yetze, Pogam Nichnas, Pogam Yetze. Yeah. Oy Hoyo Gduyas, Moitzin Hamid Connected, Kloimer. When you want to make the simon, where can, how far can you walk on Shabbos? What's called the tchum of the city? Like first you have to know where the city actually ends, and from there you'll measure another alpayim amma, like 4,000 feet, that you can still walk after that. Means you have mechitzas there that are not straight. It's not a straight wall. The walls are made out of houses. Now one house is next to another house. One house comes in more than the other one. Outside looks like a pogrom, like there's a hole in the wall. Another house sticks out of the wall. Sticks outside the city more than the next house does. You have like towers in the wall that some towers stick in and some towers stick out. So the kids of the Mishnah says,